flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I really wish Cam Ward would have gone to the Senior Bowl. I don't think he had to, because I think his stock is already pretty secure. But when you get into, like, and I understand the fear. He is, I mean, he's got arm hubris.
Well, and the fear, Nick, is the idea that look at what happened to Jalen Milroe.
Yeah.
You miss one open guy and just overthrow him. You get laughed at. Well, you get people picking you apart. And listen, I know it shouldn't matter, and the people that do care about it are there, and they can see what's actually going on and what's not going on. But for all the talk punditry and everything, I mean, people just laughed Jalen Milroe out the building after that first day.
I would have loved if he even just did interviews and just showed up. That's something I'm trying to think. There was a quarterback in the last couple of years that all they did was they met with teams and, like, they just got in front of them. It might have been Carson. No, Carson actually played in the game. I don't know. My brain is skitzing out right now. But I've heard so much about Shador that when I sat down and actually started really going back and looking at Cam Ward,
mm-hmm.
he really does just pop. He really does.
There's a lot to him.
And I think a benefit of both Shador and Cam is they both have so much experience playing the quarterback position
mm-hmm.
that you have to think that does have. I mean, Cam has played 5 years.
Yeah.
And he's just 22 years old. So it's so funny because I've just been focused so much on Shador because of our conversations. I just forgot, like, when you really go watch Cam Ward, you can see why some team's going to look at that guy and say, that's a franchise quarterback.
For sure. There's a reason why anytime, I think people think I get upset when it's like, oh, not Shador, and then it's Cam. It's like, no, I like Cam Ward too. Now, I don't know that Cam Ward fits as well for Stefanski, but that might have to be something Stefanski has to learn to get over.
Yeah,
but
that's that, and I do think, I think that's something we'll wage for, if both quarterbacks are there too. I don't expect them to be, but if both quarterbacks are there too, and they choose one, and the other goes somewhere, and let's say it's Cam goes somewhere else and is a better quarterback,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna talk about fit, and we're gonna talk about how that has hurt you again with Kevin Stefanski's predilection towards, well, you fit what I want to do, and that's all that matters.
Well, and also too, I mean, he has a relationship with Pat Shurmur. Maybe he just got more off of Pat Shurmur and trusts that as well. I mean, there's a million ways you can take this. The point is that I'm not sleeping on Cam Ward just the same way. But again, I'm in the camp of, I think both quarterbacks are more than good enough to be taken at number two.
So
everyone lives in that camp.
While we're continuing to talk about the quarterbacks here, Fox Sports did their all underclassmen eligible NFL mock draft.
Yeah.
Where do you think I don't want to do this because I'm not trying to.
I only saw the top two list. So I saw. I mean, if you want to play the game, I can't. I'm not good at playing the game because I saw neither quarterback were in the top 10.
Yeah, that which I thought was a little wild because there are so many teams that need quarterbacks.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The wild part to me is how do you put Arch Manning at the top when he's played three games?
Yeah, I think that was. So we're not doing this on who would somebody take first next year. Because we're going under the assumption that that Arch is going to start this entire season at Texas, and that will be enough to then grade him off of if he wants to come out in 2026.
I thought we were playing under the idea that like the restrictions had been lifted, everyone can now enter the NFL draft.
No, that's what I mean. But I think if you say Arch Manning is the number one pick in this draft, I have no idea what you're basing off of.
It's genetics is all.
The last name, yeah. Because I thought it was asinine. And listen,
yeah.
I'm the guy that in a year, if you've got the number one pick and Arch Manning's there, merrily we roll along to getting Arch Manning to Cleveland, as long as Papa Archie will allow it. But that's, well, you want to talk about a real... two out of three quarterbacks, that'd be a lot of fun. But no, I don't think he would. Even, so now the more interesting thing is that of all the position players, this mock draft has Jeremiah Smith going second to the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
That's justifiable. He played last year. He is an NFL product. And we don't worry about experience in college football with wide receivers the way we do quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, that seems to be the consensus. And if you watch him as you do, you know, he would. He'd be the best wide receiver, not even close.
But if we're talking about all the eligible underclassmen, Drew Aller should be better represented here.
I don't think people look at Drew Aller better than Cam Ward or Shador right now.
What I mean is, one, I think Cam and Shador would be in this top 10. So
okay.
I think it's ridiculous that they're not. But no, I think Drew Aller should be in this because if you said right today, there's a draft tomorrow, and all the eligible underclassmen, so it's not freshman and sophomore, but guys with 3 years of experience or more, can go to the draft, Drew Aller would be taken before Arch Manning.
Yeah, we just don't have enough evidence of Drew Arch Manning actually playing football.
Yeah, I think
Drew Aller really didn't help himself in that playoff game.
Yeah, I think people are much like
we need time. I think you need time to go ahead and let people. Like, if you had the draft tomorrow, I think it might be different than even 3 months from now.
Okay, that makes sense. But 3 months from now, I think Drew Aller would be drafted over Jalen Milroe. I think Drew Aller would be in the conversation with Cam or Shador because. You're always looking, not necessarily who is the best college quarterback, but you're looking for the projectables. Like the same things that people have said, it's not about who Jalen Milroe was, it's about who you think he's going to be.
Yeah.
Well, Drew Aller's a better passer than Jalen Milroe already is. And
he's 6'5", 240.
And he's more of a current pocket passer coming out. So that was like, they've got Ashton Gentry as one of the top 10 picks.
A Gentite.
If all underclassmen eligible held a draft, it's nonsense. They also have Mason Graham going over Abdul Carter, and as the lead Masonic Templar? No, I was trying something.
Mm-hmm.
Masonic Templar? Listen, I like Mason Graham a lot as a football player.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think there's a chance he goes before Abdul Carter.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Just picking this all apart here.
Yeah, I don't see it happening either. It's an interesting list. I just the only part that I just get bothered by is the Arch Manning thing because I think so many people have put the eggs in the Arch Manning basket, and you really don't know if he's any good. You have no idea.
I think we have enough to suggest he's going to be really good, but no quarterback's going to get drafted off of 5 games in college.
That's it. I mean, how do you possibly project that out?
Well, I mean, even next year, I think if he comes out in 2026, he's going to have about 18 starts or something like that, 18 games experience. That is going to put him in a real danger zone for a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of NFL teams.
That puts you in the Trey Lance, Anthony Richardson zone.
Well, in fairness, I can't remember how many years Jordan Love started. But remember, his senior year was busted up pretty good by...
Well, that's the same thing that happened to Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Trey Lance, he got his the whole COVID year and everything. By the time he actually got to be taken, he'd played 20 games or so. And then they were like, all right, we'll still take you. And obviously it blew up in their face.
We're going to have a conversation, potentially, and maybe it might be in Cleveland. We're going to have a conversation in a year's time. Just the brand label conversation with Arch. Right?
The brand label conversation?
Yeah, just like how can you truly, will NFL teams be able to truly evaluate what they think he is because of the family legacy and because he has been, he's the next generational prospect, by the way.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
He is. He has been decreed as a number one pick.
Yeah, but a lot of that is based off of genetics, and that's fine. Maybe he lives up to those genetics.
And he has played really well in college. I think there was a point where if Tennessee turns to Arch Manning instead of going back to Quinn Ewers, I don't know that Ohio State beats Texas in that game if Arch has the kind of experience necessary. Now, in the end, they didn't do that, and this is woulda, coulda, shoulda. But it also probably would have been better for Arch's draft stock 2 years from
now. There is the idea, too, out there that if he doesn't look as good, the Manning family has been pretty vocal. They can just keep him in there for as long as they need to.
Oh, that's
like him being a senior is not out of the equation. And think about it. Like other kids, Nick, you got to go into the NFL so you make as much money as you possibly can, and you get that first overall deal that gets you $35 million or whatever it ends up being, and you're financially set and everything goes from there. Arch Manning's making a lot of NIL money, so he's set in a different way, but you have the Manning money attached to it. Like, and Peyton has been very public about the idea, Peyton, Eli, every Manning, about the idea that they really believe in getting as much practice as you can before being thrown to the wolves in the NFL. Because you can't go back from that. You start an NFL game, there's no unwinding that.
You know what the dumbest stat that I just realized?
What's that?
Archie Manning won't even be 20 until a day before this year's draft. Meaning, even if he waits and comes out 2 years from now, let's say 20, 21, he'll be 21 when he gets drafted 2 years from now. If he waits.
Yeah, I mean, like it's on the table.
That's dumb. Also,
the Manning's family in such a unique, different situation, though, they could easily let this happen.
No, they can, yeah.
You want to make sure when he goes, he's as NFL ready as he possibly can be.
Yeah, well, and it's also going to invoke questions. If he doesn't come out next year, it's going to invoke questions the same as it did when they maneuvered with Eli in 2004 and what Oliver Luck did with Andrew Luck in 2010. Where or 2011, where the common thought was Oliver didn't want Andrew Luck in Carolina, so he went back to Stanford. And a year later, he's a Colt.
Yeah, well, I also think they look at it because I mean, think about it. Andrew, when he came out, Andrew Luck's first year, what did he throw? 30 interceptions.
He threw a few.
I think he led rookies for interceptions for a long while. That was like the record. It's one of those deals. They know the value of getting as much reps as you possibly can. But from a financial standpoint, he doesn't have to play by the same rules as everyone else.
You know what?
Because everyone else is searching to get that extra $50 million that comes in the contract. He doesn't have to.
I think that might be, just thinking out loud, I think the most dangerous thing that can happen for an NFL prospect at quarterback is you get decreed as something. Caleb Williams for 2 years, the second that kid lit up the world at Oklahoma as a freshman, that's number one pick 2 years from now. I think same thing with Bryce Young, by the way, and what he did at Alabama. I think we got a lot of evidence of if teams make up their mind on certain prospects at quarterback years in advance,
mm-hmm.
even before they do the work. And I think if you start to see the amount of number two picks that are outplaying number one picks at the quarterback spot, I think that's something that is going to be something interesting to watch with Arch going forward. Not saying he won't be a good quarterback, by the way, but I think it's going to cloud the conversation.
To add to the point, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, since he was like 14, was talked about like that.
Oh, yeah, he did. I could never see watching him at Clemson being in. I could never have seen him be this bad as an NFL player. He was
talked about from a very, very young age. Everything was going to be awesome.
Like he's like maybe the 20th best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, he did make a lot of money, but yeah.
Good for him. That's good.
Yeah, he didn't live up to any of the expectations that anyone had on him.
Flowing locks, 2-1-6.
Well, even at Clemson, though, at like the end of the time at Clemson.
In fairness, Dabo did say he's going to be even better in the pros than Deshaun Watson, and he's right.
He also called Deshaun Watson the Michael Jordan of football at one point, too. Dabo was just out there, wasn't he?
But let's think about it. If you said who's better at football right now, Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, right.
We're going to give the nod to Trevor Lawrence. Would Arch Manning go number one in this draft? If he decided to come out, I think it's the dumbest thing in the world. Fox Sports has lost all credibility. But when we that's a joke. When we come back, it's like a local Lemmy. When we come back, it's in case we missed it on 92.3 The Fan.